Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen. This week is Ag Week, and in celebration, well, we've been interviewing some of our area farmers, and today, well, joining us from Leesburg Farm is Cindy and Gary. How are you guys today?
Real good.
Good. Glad to have you on the show, both you and Cindy. How are you today, Cindy?
I'm real good.
Good. All right. Well, as mentioned, Ag Week this week, so we're kind of celebrating everything agriculture. We're going to talk a little bit about the Leesburg Farm. Where are you guys located? Where is your farm located?
We are located in Alcona County, near the Mikado area.
Oh, all right. Now, how long have you been farming?
Since 1980.
Oh, so for quite a while. And now, has it been a family farm for farther generations back than that, or did you guys start the farm there in Alcona County?
We started the farm in 1980 with nothing. We just bought 40 acres, and this is where we've come.
Wow. All right. Well, congratulations on coming a long way. Now, what kind of farm do you have? What do you raise? Is it cattle, dairy? Is it agriculture? What do you grow there?
Mainly beef cattle.
Okay, now what made you decide to do beef cattle?
Not as much work as dairy, I guess.
All right, now how much work goes into it? Tell us a little bit about the average day there at the Leesburg Farm cattle raising. Is it a year-round prospect for you?
Yes, it is. We have a cow-calf operation, about 40, 45 head of brood cows, and this time of year, of course, we're quite busy with the calving and stuff.
Okay, kind of assume that that this is the calving time of year, and then once we get into the summer and fall months, is it a different thing you start doing? Is it different things for each season of the year?
Yes, haying and fence repair in spring and that type of stuff.
All right, so it is a year-round venture. Now, is it just the two of you that farm it, or do you have hired hands? Tell us a little bit about the daily operation there.
My son, he helps out quite a bit on the weekends, and then after he gets off work during the day in the evenings.
All right, now is he looking to be the second generation in farming there in Alcona County for you?
I kind of doubt that. He has his own thing going,
okay,
too.
All right. Now, Cindy, what's your role in the farm?
Well, I do primarily the bookkeeping, mm-hmm. and I talk a lot, and we take our meat to the farm market.
Oh, you do?
In the local area. We got our license, and we're licensed by the state of Michigan, and we are USDA. All of our meat is USDA inspected and graded, and I primarily travel along with the guys and take the meat to the farm market, and I get to socialize with everyone, which I enjoy.
There you go. I understand that completely. Now, part of the bookwork, I would imagine, is you've seen some progress in the last, 27 years or so in terms of how the farm is run in terms of technology. I'm sure more computers are involved in this now on both sides, whether it's the farm itself or the bookkeeping.
Oh, technology is just unbelievable. We've moved from paper to all technology now, and how we even communicate with our customers is basically through technology.
Wow.
And, of course, all of our bookkeeping is computerized, and even the animals, how they're identified on the farm is all technology-related now.
Is that right? Now, what about in terms of other progress since you first started doing this 27 years ago, in terms of what you feed the cattle and, the raising technology and that? I'm sure there's been some changes in that over the course of the last three decades or so also.
Yes, a lot of changes. We've just from an elementary standpoint, we've gone from square bales of hay up to round bales, which saves a lot of hard work, labor.
Yeah.
And as far as technology, Gary artificially inseminates too, which is has helped us move the breeding of our herd along really well, because we're able to get place good bulls, good
sure.
breeding in our herd.
All right. Now, are there a lot of other beef herders in the area, or are you kind of unique? I know I hear a lot about dairy farms, and we hear a lot about, corn and some of the other cereal grains, but are there a lot of beef farmers that you work with?
There's not too many.
Yeah.
gone downhill since we started around here. A lot of them have gone out and stuff because prices were so terrible there early on. Now it's all right, I guess. We make a living.
You make a living. That's what it's all about for sure. And you guys planning on doing it for many, many years to come?
We got a few more years left in us, I guess.
All right. Now, you mentioned you got the farm started first generation 27 years ago. Did you come from an agricultural base in your lives that you did this, or was this something you just said, hey, this sounds like something we'd like to do?
I grew up on a small farm, but I worked for farmers, and I tried that city work for a while, but I didn't like it real well.
Sure.
I like the country.
There you go. Same for you, Cindy?
I was raised in Harrisville. My parents had a small grocery, so I had no idea what I was getting into when I married this farmer. But it's been very enjoyable, and I've learned a lot. And it's a great spot to raise kids, and we've taught one of the things our children know really well is how to work hard and how to be responsible.
Exactly.
The farm affords that opportunity for all of us.
It really does. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you during Ag Week, and every week should be Ag Week. People should get to know more about our farmers and where a lot of our food comes from firsthand. And you guys have been great. From the Leesburg Farm in Alcona County, Cindy and Gary Leesburg, we appreciate your time today, and we look forward to maybe talking to you again in the near future.
Thank you.